Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Just Another Tuesday.
Today's preaching comes from Psalm 27:12, the entrance antiphon for Mass. Do not leave me to the will of my foes, O Lord, for false witnesses rise up against me, and they breathe out violence. So Tuesday of Holy Week might just be the loneliest day in the liturgical calendar. 2 days ago, we observed Palm Sunday, and 2 days from now, we'll have Holy Thursday. And even though we call it Holy Week, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday look a little bit to me like they're just extras in a costume drama. Their job's to hang around in the background and make the stars look better. So our Holy Week story, of course, is not a costume drama. It's our reality. On Palm Sunday in my home parish, the Passion is divided among four voices. One to narrate, one to be the voice of Jesus, a third to voice other people. But the fourth voice, it's the one that distresses me the most and the one that I'm wrestling with today, Tuesday. That fourth voice, it's the gathered people who are instructed to voice the crowd. Think about it. The Palm Sunday assembly, having just sung Hosanna in the entrance procession a few moments earlier, is now asked to give voice to a mob shouting, "Crucify him." Little children, vigorous adults, aged holy men and women, all expected to play their parts. I don't know about you, but I feel drafted into a drama and forced to play the villain. With due respect for our rubrics and all liturgists in the history of liturgy everywhere, I don't want those words placed in my mouth. I get it that as part of a broken humanity, I'm also part of the sin that brought the incarnate one to the cross of death. But when that Passion narrator pauses, I just can't make myself say, "Crucify him." It's a betrayal. And everyone, I want you to know that it is almost as chilling to be silent and to hear my sisters and brothers in Christ say those words. Imagine for just a sec that Jesus is speaking the words of today's entrance antiphon. Jesus says, "Do not leave me to the will of my foes, O Lord, for false witnesses rise up against me, and they breathe out violence." Imagine Jesus longing to be surrounded by honesty and loyalty and trust. So I wonder, what if the time came in the script for the crowd to voice their terrible demand and nobody said anything? And what if, after some silence, the crowd said, "Free them both"? In history, we had that chance and blew it. And yes, this year's Palm Sunday is past. Today, it's just a Tuesday. But it's the Tuesday of Holy Week. and Good Friday is coming. In remembrance of the crucified Lord, and on behalf of the crucified who are still everywhere all around us, let's do it differently today.